This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. A jubilant crowd of Illinois delegates hugged, snatched up DNC swag, and navigated a sea of fallen balloons after a rousing speech from Kamala Harris last night. WBEZ's Mariah Wuffel was there and spoke to Illinois Democrats about their takeaways.
Talk to Illinois Democrats about how Harris did, and it is clear that her team has struck gold with one specific theme of her campaign.
We are not going back.
Freedom, going forward, we're not going back.
We are mothers of daughters. We do not need to go back in time. We need to go forward.
The theme of we're not going back, and we're going to move the country forward.
That last voice, Alderwoman Pat Dowell, says it's the message she thinks will resonate most with the voters in her Southside Chicago ward.
Many of us come from a tradition where our ancestors really fought to gain rights and to be seen as an American.
State Representative Cam Buckner says he sat a while after Harris's speech to reflect on the historic moment.
Well, for me, I had about 15 seconds of really just thinking about what this means for this country, thinking about my parents. My mother was born in Jim Crow, Mississippi in the 1950s. My dad grew up in Chicago in the 1940s in a very segregated time in this city. And just looking at where this country is going and where we've been, I thought about that for about 15 seconds. And on the 16th second, I thought about where we got to go tomorrow to start knocking doors to get this program going, because the work has to start as soon as we wake up tomorrow.
Mariah Wuffel, WBEZ News.
Chicagoans also gathered at DNC watch parties across the city last night. Thousands attended a viewing party at Soldier Field, where the Chicago artist Common performed. Members of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, of which Harris is a member, gathered at Hue in Chicago's South Loop neighborhood. One member tells WBEZ Harris's nomination makes her feel, quote, a tremendous sense of pride of being a Black woman in America. Illinois Democrats weren't the only ones throwing their support behind Harris. Despite his Republican pedigree, former six-term Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger is giving his full support to Harris. Kinzinger spoke at last night's Democratic convention with the vocal support of many Illinois Democrats. They hope Kinzinger will help draw displaced Republicans and independent voters to Harris's campaign because of his dislike for Donald Trump.
The Republican Party is no longer conservative. It has switched its allegiance from the principles that gave it purpose to a man whose only purpose is himself.
Kinzinger voted to impeach Trump, served on the January 6th committee, and has been a frequent critic of Trump since leaving Congress. Last night was a significant moment for one local teenager. A 19-year-old gun violence survivor from Chicago's Belmont Cragen neighborhood shared his story from the stage of the DNC. Edgar Vilches stood side by side on the convention's final night with four other gun violence survivors from across the country. Vilches recounted the day his friend was shot in school. He says it changed his life.
They say schools are for learning, and I did learn a lot that day. I learned how to run, how to hide and drop, that what happens in the news can happen to me.
Vilches finished by saying he also learned that we can write a new story if we so choose. Thousands of protesters marched outside the DNC yesterday to call for an arms embargo to Israel. WBEZ's Lisa Corian Phillip was there speaking with students.
Lenexley Sanchez marched with her mom and dad. She's a high school senior from Chicago suburbs. She says it's devastating that Israel's attacks on Palestinians have gone on for so long.
I feel like you have to step out and do something. And, you know, I can repost as much as I want, but until I'm actually out there in the streets and I'm really raising my voice for the people who can, it's like...
Only then will she make a difference, she says. Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
There were some moments of chaos as protesters dispersed on the final night of the Democratic National Convention. Most demonstrators went home when the final march returned to Union Park. Others pushed against police. The night ended with some of the protesters confronting Democratic delegates as they were streaming out of the United Center, shouting at them that they had blood on their hands. Something else you should know today. The removal of convention infrastructure will carry on throughout the weekend. Crews started removing fencing around McCormick Place last night, and they're dismantling the security perimeter around the United Center early this morning. The Chicago Office of Emergency Management and Communications says all areas should be cleared by late Sunday evening. Today's weather. The Chicago area has enjoyed unusually mild weather this week, but the National Weather Service sees a heat wave coming this weekend. Forecasters say things will get hotter and stickier starting today, with temperatures rising to the 80s and 90s over the weekend. That's it for now. Later today, hear from musician Omar Apollo, who is performing tonight at Northerly Island. I'm so done with you, done with you, done with you, done with you, done. I'm done with you, done with you, done with you, done with you, done. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. I'm done with you, done with you.